Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yo, what is up? What is up? What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show, March 2nd, 2016. Great to have you with us today. All around the world, over 100 countries represented. Hey, anybody seen my podcast? I've got the last three weeks of shows that just poof, disappeared. It's the case of the missing podcast, and I don't know if this is a conspiracy against me, or if it's just the podcasting god saying, yo, Sonny, settle down that bit you're doing. I think I got a reason, though. I'm going to share that with you today. I think I know what happened. So I'm not losing sleep, although I'm a bit perplexed. Anyway, hey, if you haven't left a rating for this show, what's up? I thought we were besties. You haven't gone over to iTunes yet, left a 5-star rating for the number one motivational podcast on the planet. What's up? Stop the show right now. I don't care. If you're in your car on the highway, pull over, get on your iPhone right now and leave a 5-star rating for the show. I would appreciate it. Everybody would appreciate it. Millions of people around the world are waiting for your 5-star review of the Everyday Saturday podcast. So what happens when you do some stuff and you put a lot of work into it and it just goes away? It goes bye-bye. What do? You curl up in the fetal position. You sob uncontrollably. Are you like a kitty in a lightning storm, just completely clueless? Do you look like somebody blew a dog whistle in your ear and you just look completely confounded? You don't know what to do. You're paralyzed. You're in quicksand. No, actually, you don't. You just keep on going. Because guess what? That stuff happens, especially when you're an entrepreneur. I can't even tell you. Right now, I'm recording this show. It's 9:51 a.m. March 2nd. And already there's been four things have happened or not happened that were supposed to happen involving real estate, involving my website, involving my podcast. It just happens, man. I don't really sit around worrying too much about it because it's going to be four great things that happen. A couple of them are that have already occurred. I woke up, which is always awesome. You know, a lot of people wake up and they're like, oh, the aches and pains. Oh, I didn't get a good night's sleep. Well, how about you sleep forever, taking the proverbial dirt nap, and you never wake up and have an opportunity to really do some awesome stuff? That's one option. So did you ever think that that is going to happen? None of us are going to get out of this deal alive called life, okay? So be thankful that you woke up. Those aches and pains are a reminder that you're still there. Might be a reminder that you got to get off your rusty duff, get to the gym, maybe go for a long, brisk walk around the neighborhood. Those are there to remind you. You know, there's a disease called SIPA, C-I-P-A, SIPA, C-I-P-A. Less than 60 people in the entire world have this disease, and it's wild because these individuals who suffer from this disease have no pain points in their entire body. Like, they are void of any pain. They are unable to feel pain. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, give me some of that. That'd be great. Yeah, not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. Imagine putting your hand on a burner that's white hot and not knowing that your hand's on the burner. That could be a problem. Imagine going for that brisk walk around the neighborhood and the old neighborhood Rottweiler comes up behind you. You don't even see him, but you feel a tug and you're a little bit less in the backside than you were before you started your walk. That could be half your leg that Ronnie the Rottweiler is running off with. Okay, so pain is brought into our lives to make us aware of either, hey, things are going great, things aren't going so great. Either way, it's the alarm that's going off, letting you know, is there pain in your bank account right now? Are the zeros not quite adding up? Is the comma not far enough over to the left of the old paycheck? Well, that's a pain point. You got to look at it. What's going wrong? What's going wrong in business? Why are you doing what you're doing and consistently getting the same results? You got to change something. So with the podcast, yesterday I went on iTunes, just on iTunes. Actually, I was researching a coaching client. That's what I was doing, researching her podcast to see if it showed up yet. And I see that mine wasn't there. Kind of like, hey, let's check. I wanted to compare hers to mine to make sure that everything lined up okay, the title, the description, all that. I'm like, hey, February 11th is the last show that's there, and today's March 2nd. You probably noticed that as well if you're, I'm sure you're checking my podcast 24/7. So then I went to my website, not there. I'm like, huh, what do I say? What do we say, guys? What do we say when things don't go the way we want them to go? What do we say? We say three words. Isn't that interesting? It's exactly what I said. No joke. It's exactly what I said. I looked at my website. No podcast. Looked at iTunes. No podcast. I said, isn't that interesting? And then I put a support ticket into my podcast host. And then I thought, huh, wait a minute. Got the old CSI hat on. And I thought to myself, self, yesterday morning, March 1st in the morning, I changed hosting companies for my website, servers, and everything. Moved all my files from one server. We call that in the tech business migration. Yes, big word for yours truly, migration. So my site migrated from one host to another. And I'm thinking that may have something to do with it. So I didn't really freak out. I lost several thousand downloads that I'm not going to get unless these shows happen to show up. What's weird is they're on my host. I use Blueberry for my hosting company, but they're not on iTunes. Strangest thing you ever saw. So what do? You know, kind of hang out, boo-hoo, cry. I must admit, I was that kitty in a lightning storm for about 2 minutes thinking. I literally just stared straight ahead, and I was just completely void of any thought, which reminded me of my sophomore year of college after several upside down beer bongs. That same type of look, you know, when you're doing the upside down handstand, or I guess handstands are all upside down, and somebody's got the funnel going and it's into your mouth from a 16 ounce Stroh's, and you've done a couple of those and you stand up. It's that same kind of look I had yesterday. And the only difference was I'm 47 now. And I got four kids and a wife, and I'm staring at my computer instead of, you know, in a college dorm room at Penn State. Same thing. Didn't really care. I hope they come back. Podcasts, let me just say this. I'm reaching out, and I'm just going to say this like a television interview reporter would say, Sam, if you could say one word to whoever has your podcast hostage right now, what would you say? Or what would you tell the captors? I would just say, please let my podcast come back. Please. They've done nothing wrong. All they meant to do was motivate and inspire others all around the world to go for their very own Saturday. Please find it in your heart to let my podcast go. That's it. That's the message I have for today, as well as for you, my favorite person in the entire world, the individual who listens religiously to the Everyday Saturday podcast. When you find yourself in times of trouble, Mother Mary, come to me. Hey, speaking words of wisdom, I'm almost saying, hey, Jude, let it be. That's the message today, folks. Let it be. Let it be. That's the message for today. Just let it be and move on, because you ain't going to change whatever went wrong. And I know something went wrong. Oh, boy, did something go wrong today. I know somebody did you wrong. Blah, 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 blah. Let it go and let it be, because I have no idea what happened to these shows over the past 3 weeks. But right now, they're gone. So it would have to be Rowing. Remember the Rowing podcast that you listened to? I Need You. That was the title of a show I recall that I did. God, I just did one Monday coming off the head cold. Hadn't done a podcast in a week. Boy, those were some good weren't they? Let's wax nostalgic. Those were some great podcasts, weren't they? But hey, the show must go on. It's time to move on. So let's do this together, okay? Let's let it be. And let's just keep plowing forward, because today, man, your best days haven't even happened. Something magical is going to happen to you today. Something incredible is going to happen for you today. And you won't even remember that little hiccup in the road. Are you with me? It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag everydayissaturday.